I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano program, welcome in. It's an annual ritual, and it is amazing what these guys and women are able to turn up as far as still, with all this scrutiny, still with people calling them out. Somehow or another in Congress, they're able to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars. It's the annual 2018 Congressional Pig Book that's out, and it's chock full of earmarks and all that other stuff. To break it down with us here is Sean Kennedy on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sean, welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how many years have you been engaged with this project, Sean?
Well, it's preceded me. It's gone on since 1991.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I was just trying to get...
About a decade.
All right. So I wanted to ask you that because with a decade of experience, is it any better in your sense of transparency and all that? Or as I read it, it seems to be the same thing, maybe even more earmarks.
Yeah, the number of earmarks doubled since last year, so that's some bad news. Some worse news is there's really less transparency than there has been ever before. For a couple years, legislators were required to add their names to the earmarks they requested. That's no longer the case, so we really don't have any idea of, by and large, who is requesting these projects nowadays.
Sean Kennedy with us. Sean, what's the most egregious, not as far as dollars or whatever, but just you read this and you go, oh, my God, they can't be sluicing off that kind of money for this.
Yeah, a pretty good example of one that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense is a $593 million earmark for the M1 Abrams upgrade program. This is a tank that Congress has said flat out we have enough of. Members of Congress have disagreed, mainly because it's manufactured across the country, so there's a lot of buy-in by members of Congress to keep this program rolling forward. In fact, past appropriation bills have indicated that this is for industrial-based support, so it's an example of really parochial spending driving defense policy, which is not a good idea.
No, not a doubt. And that raised the question, too. Some of it is frivolous on social programs or the studies part of what you guys do. The study, the green fly mating with the non-green fly, we see those. But the military part of it needs some reining in. And I think it's more difficult to deal with that because you're going against, in principle, something that most Americans agree with. We need to have the best military we can for obvious reasons. That allows some people to slide stuff in, like what you're talking about, that are unnecessary and have already maybe proven to be we have enough of or they're ineffective.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, every year the Defense Department gets the most amount of earmarks. This year was no different. They received 61% of the earmarks. So it's really, with the spending caps being busted earlier this year, it allowed members of Congress a lot of room to add earmarks. And by and large, a lot of that money that was saved in prior years went towards earmarks. A lot of those went towards defense spending.
So what's the remedy to this, Sean? You guys do a great job of publicizing this, a news conference every year, the book, listeners know, watchdogs and all that. Is there hope there of the remedy of a group of people like Rand Paul, I know, is against this kind of thing? Are there more people, or is it the American people say one thing, but they want people to bring home the bacon? That's the way it works.
Yeah, I think, you know, the maxim is all politics of the local. There is certainly some of that. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of talk to bring back earmarks in a more open process. There's a lot of members of Congress that would like to bring that back, a lot of members of the Appropriations Committee. President Trump even said he'd like to see earmarks return earlier this year. So it's something that we're really having to fight against, the narrative that earmarks are necessary to sort of get things done in Washington, where in the past, you know, the fact is that it's been a very corruptive practice. There's been several members of Congress that have gone to jail Sure. Because of corruptive uses of earmarks.
Yeah, well, really when you're going to jail in the middle of that corruption, you're really putting stuff out there. It is remarkable. Well, I'm very glad that you guys do this every year and publicize it. It is not wasted. It underlines the reform that's still there because people are always wondering, how can we keep on increasing the budget in this manner? And still the cry is for more money. Where do people find parts of the report or the report, Sean? What do they do?
They can find it on our website, which is cagw.org.
Cagw.org. Sean Kennedy, thank you. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.